Well, we are here at the National Biodiesel Conference, and with me is Josh Tickell, who is the director of Fields of Fuel, and Greg Reitman, who is the producer of Fields of Fuel. So we're getting a chance to talk to both of you. And, well, let me start with you, Josh. And now, what came across to me, we had a little private screening here of the film, and you've been at the National Biodiesel Conference here for the last couple of years with your Biodiesel America book and talking. What came across to me in the movie was how passionate you are about this, your passion for it. This is not a job. This is not a way you're making money. This is a passion for you. Why are you so passionate?
You know, I see biodiesel as a way to increase jobs, energy security, increase the greenness of our country, all of that stuff that you hear every day. But what it really means, Cindy, is biodiesel is a way for us to bring communities back together. It's a way to keep families together. It's ultimately a way to have non-conflict energy that we don't have to go overseas to get. I mean, you don't see any terrorists hanging out in soybean fields.
Well, that's a good point. Now, of course, both of you are just off a high here at Sundance Film Festival. Now, I'm going to ask you, Greg, first, how'd the film do at Sundance?
You know, the film was the sleeper. We came out of nowhere. I mean, when people thought of Fields of Fuel, everyone thought it was going to be like a war movie or it was going to be like a political action movie, and people just came out and they were just shocked. They were surprised, they came out, they were empowered, and they just wanted to learn about biodiesel and about green energy. And what we found with our film was that as the days kept going every day, that the momentum kept on moving, that people were talking about it in buses, they were talking about it in cafes, and by the time that we got to the 10th day, where we had screened the film pretty much almost every day, what we had found was that people really cared about clean energy. They really cared about Fields of Fuel. And more importantly, what really struck a chord was they really cared about the personal story of Josh Tickell and what he had gone through to accomplish this mission. You know, most people think like a documentary takes 3 years or 5 years. This was a 10-year journey that Josh took that, you know, he persevered. And he had to climb major obstacles to get to that particular place. And what we found out was this was someone who had the passion, the desire, and who really just cared about the planet. And that's what we found was really surprising. It sounded like people really felt for him, they felt for the film, and they were really put into action.
And you got an award. What was it?
We won the Audience Award. Sort of the biggest award that you can win at Sundance. That is the greatest endorsement that a film can have. Is there are 7 successive screenings where audiences can vote. And over and over and over against the 1,000 films that have been submitted, the 16 that got in, Fields of Fuel was the number one audience choice.
Wow. Now, how did that feel?
It felt pretty fantastic, actually, to walk up on stage and get the award. It was an amazing feeling.
It's a beautiful thing, and it was a great film. It really was. Now, you had a lot of partners. You've had a lot of partners within the biofuels industry in general, not just biodiesel, but also ethanol, the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. I saw the E logo in the film. How does ethanol really fit in with the vision that you have?
Well, ethanol is another aspect of a biofuel. So the film, it is Fields of Fuel. We don't call it Fields of Biodiesel or Fields of Ethanol. It's Fields of Fuel. And so in the film, we profile all energy sources. We show solar, we show wind, we show biodiesel, we show ethanol. And what we show about these energy sources, they can all be produced domestically, they can all be made sustainably, and they can all be very energy positive. So for our energy investment, we get a lot of return. Ethanol is part of that mixture. And what we say in the film, you know, there's no one solution. We've got to use all of these energy technologies. And I think ethanol plays an important part in that.
Now, we've seen corn and soybean producers really have been the driving force in getting the biodiesel and ethanol on, you know, in mainstream acceptance. But now we're looking at other additional feedstocks. How do you see those playing a role?
I think what we see and what we saw in Fields of Fuel is that diversifying feedstocks makes this industry stronger. The strength in diversity is the way the United States was built. We come from all different cultures. We come from all parts of the world. Together, we're red, white, and blue. We're a country. And so I think what we're seeing in the biofuels industry is we came from corn, we came from soybeans, and now we're diversifying. We're seeing all these new things, switchgrass for ethanol, algae for biodiesel, these solutions that are sustainable. They don't have to be grown on food land, and they don't compete with food. So there's a tremendous opportunity for us to look at biofuels not as just a subsidy or some way to boost the sagging farm economy, but as a genuine fuel source for all Americans that can come from any town or city and that can really make a difference in how this country runs.
Greg, let me ask you, what is the next step for Fields of Fuel? What are you hoping next for the film?
Right now we are sort of just coming off of the win at Sundance, and we've literally just flown into Orlando at the National Biodiesel Conference. What we'll do in the next 3 to 4 months is Josh will make his final tweaks. We'll look at certain things in the film that work, certain things that don't work. And we'll basically go out onto a selected festival run that we feel really garners the right city. So ideally, we'd like to go to South by Southwest. We'd like to go to Full Frame in Raleigh, North Carolina. And we'd like to end in Tribeca in New York, where there's a heart of the movie. From that point onward, Josh will basically do a 50-city tour around the country. And we would essentially be in theaters by mid-May. And that would essentially be our theatrical run. So at this particular point, there are a lot of calls that are coming out from major theatrical distributors, people like Sony Pictures Classics, Paramount Vantage. There's a slew of them that are looking at the movie, are looking at the screeners, and essentially are saying, well, how are we going to market this particular picture? On our side, what we're looking at is who are the right marketing partners, who are the people that actually get the vision of the movie, and who are the people actually going to go the extra mile to bring this film out into the marketplace. This is not, you know, a 30-day type of film. This is a word-of-mouth film. It's going to take a promotion. It's going to take television ads. It's going to take a lot of support in order to move this caravan forward. But what we found at Sundance, what we're probably going to see around the rest of the country, is that as it builds, more and more people are going to come. The irony, when we finished Sundance, we had two extra screenings. We thought we were going to have one. And the second one was at the Eccles Theater, which had 1,200 seats. And people were still waiting outside. And so what we realized was that people are really interested in this topic. It's a topic that we all are united under one umbrella. And like Josh had reiterated, it's not red, it's not blue, it's red, white, and blue. And we're one country, and we're going to have one energy policy that's going to move our country forward. And we believe Fields of Fuel is that catalyst.
Now, Josh, for you personally, this has been a journey, as you said, as the film says. Your journey's not over. Where is it going to take you next?
As Greg mentioned, we've got a 50-city tour coming up. That tour culminates in the presidential election of this year. The Fields of Fuel has three objectives in 2008. One is to get people to see the movie, to educate, to engage, to begin the conversation of what does sustainable energy look like for your community. The second aspect is getting biofuel into all school buses. You know, we have 450,000 school buses in the U.S. It's very dangerous what they're driving on. Diesel emissions are very bad for these kids' lungs. So we want to switch. We want to switch to school buses. And the third aspect is a green energy independent document, a declaration of energy independence that's going to be circulated to all mayors of the cities that we go through, all governors of every state that we go through, all senators, all congresspeople, will culminate soon before the election in a major concert. Both candidates will have an opportunity to sign the document. That document outlines the next 4 years of the president. So really what needs to be done to make America into a green energy nation. From there, we take the film internationally, and we do something similar with an international document. So my work continues in terms of my commitment to a planet that is run by green energy and that is at peace.
Well, thank you very much, Josh and Greg. Really enjoyed it. Congratulations to both of you, and we look forward to hearing from you again in the future.